For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, all right. Our next caller is a podcaster from Virginia. Jeff, how can we help you?
I'm a contractor, and I have a client of mine who has a 1950s era house, and they are in a situation where they want to replace the flooring in their basement area, and they're pretty certain that the flooring down there is asbestos tile.
Okay.
And oh, hey, Tom.
And we're both with you.
They were talking about possibly putting down a laminate tile, and it's currently carpet on top of the asbestos tiles. And I was wondering if there was any concern with pulling up the carpet, creating a situation where this stuff might become airborne, and any best way to approach putting down the flooring, whether I should leave the flooring in its existing location if it's stuck well to the concrete, or whether I should work on contacting a professional for removing existing asbestos tiles.
Well, it's good of you to call, Jeff, before you tackle this project for this client. I personally don't have any concern about asbestos floor tiles. That asbestos is contained inside of a binder. And, you know, there's different types of vinyl binders is used in there. But the risk of any kind of exposure issue from that would only happen if it was broken. And
yeah, if you're breaking them up and they're becoming powdery, and that's when it becomes airborne. Is that carpet glued down to the asbestos? Is it sort of just resting on top?
It's resting on top, and they got the Robert strips or the carpet strips.
I would say that probably what I would do in that situation is I would take the carpet up, I'd remove the tackless, try to minimize the damage to the tile. But again, remember, it's not going to become airborne unless it gets really broken up. And then if it's relatively in decent shape, I would go ahead and put the underlayment down on top of that and then put the laminate floor over that. The laminate floor is today all locked together. And if you want to do an extra good job, you could use some glue on each piece. And basically, the laminate floor becomes a one-piece unit that floats on top of that old subfloor. And so once you're done, all you need to do is trim the edges, and that'll be it. I think that's probably the best way to handle that. I don't see any reason to remove it. Because you're just kind of opening up a can of worms.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I was a little concerned about creating an airborne situation for either my guys or the people living there.
And by the way, if you were calling me about siding on the outside and it was asbestos siding, I would tell you to remove that because I don't like the fact that a lot of contractors put vinyl siding on top of asbestos and nail through it. And
but Tom's got a good trick for taking down those asbestos tiles.
Yeah, create a problem. Yeah, what I generally recommend is taking a nail set and driving the nail through the tile because you could actually puncture the two or three nails in each tile and the whole thing pops right out.
That being for the siding.
Yeah, for siding. But as far as floor, I'd leave it right in place.
Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, that's kind of the consensus, and I'm just glad to be able to touch base with the experts, and I just wanted to appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, and I love your show. I've listened to all your archived ones and look forward to the future ones.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Very kind of you to say. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.